7:19. We've still got some remnants of the storm from yesterday, and I guess, Andy Farnsworth, there's rain out there now, too.
Yeah, I'm seeing it in some spots. It's kind of random. There's not one specific concentrated area, at least not in the Salt Lake Valley, but what it's done is left slower traffic than we would normally see on a Friday. I-15 already seeing some brake lights between 123rd and 90th South. For those of you heading towards downtown, your KSL travel time is about 25 minutes right now with all the extra time coming prior to 90th South. Traffic on I-80 and 201 from Tooele County actually handling things okay right now, Eric Butler.
We still have a couple of wet spots, but mostly dry roads, looks like, in Utah County for your northbound drive on I-15. Really no problems as you head from Provo and Orem up through Lehigh all the way to Point of the Mountain. Redwood Road, just a little bit of slowing as you approach 2100 North and clear sailing heading up into Salt Lake County. Alicia?
Well, we've got two major issues out there right now in Davis County. One is northbound I-15 in the Layton area. You've got a crash that's caused delays blocking the left lane. It's about 5th South area in Layton. So between 2nd North and Kaysville, as you're heading in towards Layton Parkway, that's where you're going to see that slowing. Southbound I-15 also slowing through that area, probably just to take a peek at that crash. Once you get past it, though, it looks like you're moving pretty well at freeway speeds. And then again, as you head through North Salt Lake, you've got a closure. This is the ramp from US 89 in North Salt Lake onto southbound I-15. So southbound US 89 onto southbound I-15. Ramp closed right now due to flooding. They're going to force you off onto Beck Street. So plan some time or avoid that spot this morning. Check engine light on more than 50% of the time. It's nothing major. Get it checked for free at AMCO. Their trained professionals can help. Go AMCO, AAMCO. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.